With me today, I have Harrison Kipner, singer-songwriter all the way from LA. Hi, Harrison. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. Have you got some nicer weather out there, I hope, than what we've got at the moment?
You know what? It's pretty great here today. It's feeling very British here. It's still like probably 70 degrees.
Yeah, I mean, that is nicer, definitely. You are here today to talk about your new song. It's coming out tomorrow. Tell us all about it. Have you had like a different writing process this time because you've been in lockdown? Has anything changed?
Yeah, this is probably the most different song I think I've ever released. And it doesn't have guitars, which sounds like a very basic thing, but it's really different because of that. And I think, honestly, I didn't mean it to be, but it was just something that I never thought I would release because I never knew how I would play it live.
Interesting, yeah.
I don't know. It was such a creative moment I had one morning where it was just really expression, and I didn't care about how it would sound or if I could sing it live. And I've never had done it live. And I always thought it was going to be just this thing, this song that I loved that I never really released. And now it's like, there are no live shows. So
why not?
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting. So does that mean you came up with this song before lockdown? Has it been sitting around for a while and it's now just the perfect time to release it?
Yes, actually. Yeah. And I worked on it. I mean, it was a lot more sort of rough, and you know, I did a little mix and I added some things, but yeah, it's actually been one of my secretly favorite songs that I just never knew what to do with.
It is gorgeous and it is really different from your normal stuff. I can hear that. Yeah. Have you sort of come up with any system for what you're going to do when eventually one day, touch wood, we are out of lockdown, you are allowed to gig again? Do you know how you're going to do it?
You know, I feel like it could maybe work just me and acoustic guitar or something, but honestly, no, I have no plan. And I actually have a few songs that are like this where I'm like, I have no idea how I would do it, but I think, you know, I kind of hit this moment where I was thinking in the beginning of all this, I was like, okay, it'll be next year and some shows will start coming back. And I think it's really easy to take that for granted. Like maybe things won't come back in the way that we thought they would in a very long time, you know? And
yeah.
And I think that if that doesn't change your creative process, then you're not really living in the current moment. So I have no idea how I would do it live, but I'll worry about that later. You know?
Worry about it later, yeah. No, I definitely agree. I mean, we don't really know what will happen when they do eventually come back. It might be,
yeah.
I mean, we've had tons of snow here lately, and I suddenly dawned on me that from now on, there's no such thing as a snow day anymore. And we had loads of snow days when I was little. And because Zoom and everything, they're all set up for home learning anyway now.
Right.
The poor things, they're never going to get a snow day.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, my God. I never thought about that. I used to live in Topanga, and when there was a really big storm or a lot of rain, sometimes the creek would overflow. So we were like, yeah, we can't go to school, you know, but now, yeah, they won't get that. That's so funny.
Exactly. Everyone's like used to working from home and stuff. So you never know. By the time gigs come back, it might all be completely different. I think you're right. You've got to learn to adapt and stuff. And
yeah.
Because of that, that's the perfect time to bring a song like this out, because you can work it out by the time we all get back. Who knows? It might be a different situation that you're adapting to.
Yeah.
Silver lining. It means that we've had a song that you never really thought you'd release. And it is an amazing song. So it's definitely a silver lining of lockdown, is at least we've been able to hear this song.
Thank you. Awesome. Yeah.
And speaking of, I think we should play it now. We will be back talking to Harrison Kipner a little bit more about the music video and future projects. But for now, this is his brand new song coming out tomorrow on all streaming platforms and wherever you get your music from. This is Get Down by Harrison Kipner.
Yeah.
Fix this cold thing. Warm it up with candlelight. I wanna know you're alright. Hiding in an oak tree. I was only running 'cause you see me. Strange, 'cause I just wanted you to hold me. You would never love the real me. Chasing me down, I'm on my way, but I'm hiding while you get down, get down, get down, get down, get down, get down. Wiser as a young wing, wilder eyes are leaving, coming into focus. Cursive wasn't bogus. On and on and on and on. And we go around the table trading feelings. As it comes around, I'm praying that you skip me. Then I realize that all these people are me. All I know is I would rather wait on the ground. I'd run away, but you would end up chasing me down. I'm on my way, but I'm hiding while you get down, get down, get down, get down, get down, get down. I would rather wait on the ground. I'd run away, but you would end up chasing me down. I'm on my way, but I'm hiding while you get down, get down.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Harrison Kipner there. That was his brand new single called Get Down, out tomorrow. As we were saying just before that, I spoke to Harrison Kipner a few days ago via Zoom. He's all the way out in LA. And I've got a bit more of that interview to share with you now. Here's Harrison talking all about the stories behind the artwork and the music video for that song.
I played around with some different photos, and I really just wanted something that meant something to me. And I had this old photo album in my phone of scanned photographs that my parents scanned, all these old photographs. That photo is my mom's old dog, and I think her ex-boyfriend's car, which I didn't know until I showed them the album cover. They had like forgotten this photo.
Amazing.
And she had this incredible old dog named Tosker that she always talked about. And I've always just also, I have a thing with cars and moving and driving. It's in so many of my songs and so many of my creative projects, because something about being in a car, it's, you know, when you're on your way somewhere, you don't have to really worry about something. You're moving, everything always makes sense to me when I'm driving and when I'm in the car, because you have to be driving, you have to concentrate on the driving, so you can't actually...
Yeah, worry about other stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree.
Yeah, and when I get home, I'll do this and I'll do that. And then as soon as you actually get home, you're like, oh, now I got to do it.
Yeah,
you know?
I do a lot of my planning in cars.
Yeah, so then that cover just spoke to me on a few levels. And it just felt like part of my family. And so that's the cover. And the video is super awesome. I'm really proud of. So I met this girl at my local coffee shop. I moved to Highland Park in March, which is, you know, a few weeks before everything shut down. Mm. And so I started going to this coffee shop, and there was this really sweet girl who was just always really nice. And we would just have little chats. And over the course of the year, we started talking more and more. And her name is Quincy. And it turns out that she's this incredible dancer, this really cool kind of modern, her own style, modern thing. And I love dancers and dance and all that. And I said to her one day, I was like, do you want to do a music video? And she was immediate. She was like, yes. When? And I was like, Saturday. And then we just did it. And we went to this little spot I found. It's like this old baseball field. And it had just rained. And it was kind of this weird day. And we went out and we just had this sort of really fun, creative day with this. And I hadn't seen her face until that day, because I had only seen her at the coffee shop with her mask. Anyway, we had this really fun day. And then the video to me is amazing because this whole story kind of evolved that I didn't realize until I was editing it. Because the song to me is about kind of all these things that you want to do. Like we're saying, when you're driving and you're like, when I get home, when I get to a certain destination, when I get to a certain age or whatever, I'm going to be so free and wild and I'm going to do these things that I want to do. And then you get there and it's just so scary. Everything just feels bigger, you know, and you're kind of watching yourself be free. And in the video, there's this kind of thing that happens where she's in the batting cages and she's kind of watching this more free version of herself. And as the music video sort of goes on, she kind of, those two selves unite, you know, and the song really is just about, to me, it's being about afraid of responsibility and just kind of rising to the occasion and you'd rather just sort of hide. And it was really cool how the video just took on its own thing and she really made it her own. So I'm really proud of it.
That's amazing. Yeah, I mean, you should be. It's incredible. So you edit everything like that yourself? You don't get people involved with that?
I usually do. Like my past videos I've done with my friend George Mays, who's incredible, but this was just me. I was just, you know, I thought it would be really fun. And
was that a creative choice or was that you're not allowed to meet up with people, so you might as well just both. Have a go?
Yeah, definitely both. But you know, there's something really charming about it too. Like, you know, there's videos like The Weeknd. He has those videos that are probably millions of dollars and that's awesome. But I love seeing the opposite too. And just fun little, you know, things that, you know, that someone just made. And a real magic happens, I think, when you do that. So I felt like a kid again. I used to, when iMovie came out, me and my friends, we would do these like ridiculous movies all the time. And
movies and home photo shoots were big. Yes. When I was young as well. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of harkens to that.
I love that. And I love what's come out of it. As you say, it sort of created its own whole story that connects with the song and it all just goes so beautifully together.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think. I'm afraid
of myself. Harley with Afraid on Phoenix FM Drive in association with St. Francis Hospice. Before that, we were chatting to Harrison Kipner about his new song, Get Down, out tomorrow. A few weeks ago, we chatted to Steve Kipner, his dad, and I really wanted to get Harrison's take on the legacy situation. So one last time, I'm going to take you back to that interview I did with Harrison a few days ago. We had your dad, Steve Kipner, on, like a month or so ago now. And at the end of that interview, I asked him about the legacy nature of the fact that, you know, his dad was in music, then him doing it and then you going into it. And he said that he was very proud of what you were doing and hadn't expected you to go into music. And it all sort of came about. I just wanted to get your response to that, really. And how do you feel about the fact that, you know, your dad, your granddad in the music industry, did you feel any pressure to go into it? Or was it something that was completely your own journey that you discovered?
Definitely. I've definitely felt the pressure for sure. But then, you know, my dad really never tried to make me do anything. He's been so kind of hands off in the best way. But yeah, you can't help but be aware of those things. You know, it's impossible not to. But it's also, it's such a blessing. There's so many amazing things that I've learned from my dad. And for some reason, I always think of blacksmiths.
Right.
The blacksmith would always have a blacksmith son. And then the blacksmith's son would have a blacksmith son. And as it goes down, the swords, they get better. And the tools, they get better. And that knowledge is passed down. And there is something to be said about that. And it's kind of knowledge that's hard to explain and hard to write down. And I like to think that I got something. There are things that I'm realizing only now that it's like knowing the rules so well makes me want to be able to break them in the coolest way. And it's definitely given me a mission because I love music so much. It makes my hair stand up and I know it's what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. And so it makes me think I'm here to explore, you know, and having a family in it has given me this kind of jumping off point. So yeah, I think about it all the time. I have my grandfather's record on my wall.
That's so cool.
Which is really crazy. And it just reminds me that I'm really lucky and that also, you know, I have to figure out what I do. You know, my dad did so well that I think for a while it made me nervous to get into it. I just didn't know if I would have anything different to say, you know?
Yeah, interesting. And that is the great thing at coming back to what you were talking about earlier with doing, you know, being able to just release whatever you want at the moment and not worry.
Right.
Yeah, you can really explore that and do stuff that you might not have been wanting to release before. That's so great.
100%. Yeah. And instead of thinking about what people want to hear or what is going to work or what's going to make me different, the music, the things you make, that they answer that question for you, you know, like, this song in particular was, I wrote it when I was really overwhelmed and stressed out. And I knew that just sitting down and making anything was going to make me feel better. I didn't care what it sounded like. And that's why it sounded so different. And it made me feel better. It beat my anxiety for that day, you know? And so that was so huge. And then that, you know, helped me realize that, you know, you don't have to try to say anything if you're being open and you're just dealing with your day, like, you know, that it answers it for you. So
that's awesome. I have to ask you as well, any future plans? Obviously it's hard to plan for gigging and stuff. As you say, you got no plans for that at the moment. Have you got more stuff you're working on during lockdown?
I do. You know, I was thinking about talking to you today, and then I was thinking about how this song is one of those things that I didn't think I was going to release. And I have a few of them. And I was thinking, you know, now's kind of the perfect time to release things without having to think about how to play it live. Because that's a big part of when you release something, because playing live is so much fun. And that was my whole plan for 2020. And, you know, I saw in my notebook, I had this like manifestation note is like play for 100,000 people in 2020. And I was like laughing at that, like that didn't happen.
Yeah.
It's really interesting to not have to think about that. So I think I'm going to just embrace that fully and work on songs that sound really different. And I have a few that I think are going to be like, what's he doing? But I kind of don't care. I just want to release things that I love and that are coming out of my room. So
that's great. And you can find so much more about your sound and stuff as you do that as well and get people's reactions to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's very exciting. Well, when they do come out, where should people be following you to make sure that they see those when they come out?
Harrison Kipner everywhere. Instagram, Harrison Kipner, Spotify, Harrison Kipner, all that. And Harrison Kipner Music for Facebook and harrisonkipner.com.
Perfect. That is convenient. Nice and easy to remember. That is good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for chatting to me today, Harrison. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on. Make sure to get back in touch when your new stuff comes out, and we will chat to you very soon.
Thank you.
Harrison Kipner there talking about his new single. We played it earlier in the show, Get Down. Make sure to follow him on social media for future projects. News coming up in a bit. Another one of Harrison's songs now. This is Stutter from 2020.
Memories stuck like splinters. Late nights and cold dinners. Caitlin's the DJ. One song. Johnny Rockets, Death Cab. Ask Mom, not Dad. Don't say I love you underneath covers. It makes me nervous to start. start to stutter. Why not go out, sleep in the gutter? Something to remember, summer in the suburbs. Be ready when the wave comes, when the wave comes. Feeling good looking back when the world ends, when the world ends. Chrome hearts and chrome spinners, only love beginners. John's house got so trashed, it's okay, he's got a cool dad. Be ready when the wave comes, when the wave comes. Feeling good looking back when the world ends, when the world ends, when the world covers. It makes me nervous, I start to stutter. Why not go out, sleep in the gutter? Something to remember, summer in the suburbs. Be ready when the wave comes, when the wave comes.